From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Myanmar and Bangladesh have signed an agreement for the return home of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who fled to Bangladesh to escape violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State. The development comes a day after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said violence in Rakhine State targeting the Muslim Rohingya qualifies as ethnic cleansing. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
Tillerson says those responsible for alleged abuses need to be held accountable, and the U.S. could follow up with targeted sanctions. Washington is upping its rhetoric in part to pressurize Myanmar's leaders into dealing with the crisis, though analysts say it's likely to create more distrust between the two countries and push Myanmar closer to China and Russia.
We haven't seen this type of trauma for a long, long time.
Rights groups have accused Myanmar's military of heinous acts, including killing, mass rape, and arson against the Rohingya. More than 600,000 Muslims have fled Rakhine State, mostly to neighboring Bangladesh. Myanmar's two-year-old government, led by Suu Kyi, has faced heavy international criticism for its response to the crisis. Washington officials say they'll work with Bangladesh and Myanmar to encourage the voluntary repatriation of Rohingya.
Iraqi military officials say government forces launched an operation Thursday to clear the last Islamic State fighters from positions in the desert bordering Syria. The military said troops from the Iraqi army and Shiite popular mobilization forces were taking part in the campaign. A suicide blast in eastern Afghanistan killed at least 8 people Thursday and wounded 16 others. Officials say that the explosion in Jalalabad, capital of the Nangarhar province, ripped through a crowd outside the residence of a former district police commander. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for that bombing. This is VOA News. Search and rescue operations continued Thursday for 3 sailors still missing after a U.S. Navy transport plane crashed Wednesday into the western Pacific Ocean. The Navy said the twin-propeller C-2A Greyhound aircraft plummeted into the sea about 925 kilometers southeast of Okinawa while it was on a routine mission, taking passengers and cargo from a U.S. base in Japan to the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier. On the eve of becoming Zimbabwe's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa is pledging to be a servant of the people with the goal of progress through unity. He addressed a crowd Wednesday on his return from exile, a day after the resignation of longtime President Robert Mugabe, who fired him.
The intention to derail this process, that intention was intense. But, as he said, the will of the people will always, always succeed.
Zimbabwe's parliament speaker says that Mnangagwa will be sworn in as the country's new president Friday. Americans are celebrating Thanksgiving Thursday as they traditionally do, gathering with family and friends around tables, eating, watching parades and football games, and feeding the less fortunate. In South Korea, where tensions are still high on the peninsula, American troops took time out to enjoy the holiday.
This Thanksgiving meal that they prepare for us is absolutely amazing. They've really outdone themselves. I do have family back at home. I have a wife and 2 beautiful daughters. I miss them very much, but I'm here now and making the best of it while I can.
And as VOA's Mil Arcega says, it's also kicking off the start of the holiday shopping season known as Black Friday.
Retailers estimate close to 164 million Americans, almost 70% of the U.S. population, will go shopping over the Thanksgiving Day holiday weekend. If those numbers hold up, NationalToday.com, which tracks the commercial implications of various holidays and events around the world, say Black Friday 2017 could be the biggest yet.
And Black Friday is the Friday after Thanksgiving. Reaction after Ratko Mladic, the former general in charge of Bosnia's Serb forces during the Balkans War in the early 1990s, has been found guilty of genocide and other crimes against humanity. He is also known as the Butcher of Bosnia, and he has been sentenced to life in prison by the International Criminal Tribunal in The Hague. France is seeking an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council to discuss the alleged sale of African migrants as slaves. CNN aired footage of the apparent auction where black men were presented to buyers. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.